Beautiful. All right, are we good? Good afternoon, folks. I have 1:31, so I think we'll start the meeting. I'll call the meeting to order at this time. Ms. Broom, Mary, you mind reading your roll call?
Sure thing. In the room, I have Scott Nelson, John Rothwell, Jim Goodman, Lieutenant Enders, Bruce Richter, David Reed, Mark Newman, myself, Nick Danistock, Paul Fussy, Scott Stormo, Tim Woodall. On team, I have Tammy Grosier Cockrell, Karen Kawara, Henry Cole, John Crona, Caitlin DeHart, Deputy Chief Keith Barron, Eli Barry Garland, Dan Nelson, Donnie Lane, Andrew Kokara, Paul Merkurus, Pete Rogel, Zach McRae, Mario Morales, Kyle Fagerstrom, and Sean McGilvery. Sorry if I butchered the name. Is there anybody that I missed?
Good afternoon, Mary. It's Kyle Green from University Fire Department.
Thank you, Kyle.
And Pete Summers from University of Alaska Anchorage is also online.
Who was that?
Sorry, say again.
I'm sorry, Pete Summers with University of Alaska Anchorage Police is also online with you today.
Well, thank you, sir.
We have a quorum. You are all set to go.
Okay, is that it for call-ins?
Rob Rigadio with Motorola Solutions, representing the DOD side of the business.
All right, thank you, sir. Okay. And with that, do we have any special guests today? Yes. Yes, Mr. Fussy.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So online with us today is Mr. Mario Morales from Motorola. He'll be doing a presentation after our meeting. And Ms. Morales, I don't know if you want to say anything to the group before we go on to the meeting minutes.
No, but I appreciate everybody having me on. I'd rather be there in person. Apologies that we are not there, but hopefully you'll take something useful out of this presentation that I provide later. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I'm sure we will. With that, we do not have a quorum last time we met, so there are no November meeting minutes, but we still have October's to approve. So if you can go back in your mind here, we can move on to the approval of the October meeting minutes. So are there any comments or questions regarding those minutes, if you can remember back that far? Hearing none, could I get a motion and a second to approve the October meeting minutes?
John Rothwell, motion to approve.
Thank you, Mr. Rockwell. Is there a second?
Al Green, second.
Thank you. And the motion is passed. The minutes are approved. We can move on to the issues and risks log. Mr. Fussy, the floor is yours.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair. So number 96, we've worked with Mr. Atkinson and also Mr. Eli Barry Garland from Bureau of Land Management. So the paperwork's already done, and we'd like to thank Mr. Eli Barry Garland for filling in for when Rob Reddington left. So it'll be Mr. Atkinson and Mr. Eli Garland on that one. So with approval from the chair, I would like to close out UC96.
Yes, sir. I approve of UC96.
Thank you. 97, we're still working with Southeast to work to get a representative. And then also UC98, Mr. Henry Cole was actively searching for his replacement. Mr. Cole, through the chair, Mr. Cole, do we have a replacement yet, or should we keep this on the table too?
We have a tentative replacement, but the memo appointing her hasn't been signed yet. I'm hoping that'll be next in the next week or so.
Through the chair, thank you, Mr. Cole. That's all I have for the issues of risk law.
Okay. Are there any questions regarding the issues of risk law? Okay. Hearing none, we can move on to the action items.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So everyone, the action items for number one and number two, hopefully these will be completed today after Mr. Morales' demonstration and presentation. So we'll take a look at that after, and I'll just carry this over to the next meeting with your approval, Mr. Chair, and then close it out then to make sure that this suffices for everyone.
Yes, sir. Were there any other questions regarding the action items? None? Okay, not okay. Mr. Fussy, let's move on to the OMO.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, worked with the training there, and through the chair of Mr. Dan Nelson, would you like to talk about the training?
Yes, I got a brief update if that works.
Thank you, Mr. Nelson.
So just a note for everybody here on our training page that some recent videos have been updated. The most recent training was one that may be useful for points of contacts here within the AOMAR system, and that refers to communications planning for agencies. So what that training is encouraging folks to do is looking through their personal communications setup with their agency and their mutual aid partners. So it's about a 10-minute video. Goes a little bit into the PACE methodology and some other items. So encourage you to share those videos and any others that you may be interested in with your users. I would also note and ask a favor of any of our users. We have been kind of watching our training page. We're having a little bit of a design error with some of that. So if you see anything that doesn't look right, it'd be pretty obvious if formatting is off, to please let the OMO know and we'll get that fixed. We're trying to capture that in time to get our technical support to be able to see the issue. It's kind of like taking your car to the mechanic where it does not make the noise when you arrive. Other than that, I don't have any specific updates, but I would encourage folks, we will be meeting as the OMO in January just to talk about potential training topics. If your agency has anything you're specifically interested in for system training, please share that with us so we can get that on the calendar. Thank you, Mr. Pussy.
All right, through the chair. Thank you, Mr. Nelson. So moving on to outreach, I attended the joint Motorola DoD briefing for possible upcoming AOMAR upgrade. We also have started meeting with Motorola and the J-Bear Rescue Coordination Center and Nick and his team regarding possible console upgrade project. And then next week is the Northwest MTUG meeting. I'll be attending that online. And then Nick and his team, they've been working on the annual inventory report from the help desk. That's reaching out to all agencies, confirming all their inventory. So everyone should have received emails from Nick and his team on that one. For the system upgrade, Motorola was in Anchorage November 17th through the 21st, updating the AWARN, which is Zone 4. That was the simulcast dynamic dual mode. The testing is still ongoing for that. So thank you for the AWARN team for working on that. A lot of extra hours on that one. Also, today, tomorrow, Nick and I and Mr. Newman from AWARN have been coming in at 4 in the morning. We're doing the quarterly security patches. So it was completed today. Appreciate all the dispatch centers who worked with us to get that done. And then we'll come in tomorrow morning and finish up day two for the quarterly zone control rollovers. So the November document reviews, we completed the high-level strategy, the emergency button activation policy and procedure, system recovery policy and procedure, system incident response policy and procedure, the site book policy and procedure, the help desk policy and procedure, subscriber acceptance testing, and the executive council charter. So I want to thank Nick and his team and Mr. Reed for working on those. So the heavy lift for this month. Any questions before I go to the metrics? Hearing none, we'll go to the metrics. So if we start looking at our monthly group and individual calls, we had 1,938,487. As you can see, comparing from 2024 to 2025, the system is getting a lot of usage on there. And our monthly push-to-talks were 2,818,171. Once again, very large compared to last year. Our monthly busies have dropped. As you can see, we had 297, but with such a large number of calls here of 2.8 million, with only 297, we're doing really well. So appreciate all of that. Site below 3.9, we only had 5. And then we started looking, we had for Henny Range, the Copper Valley Telecom, they moved the microwave dish to the new tower. Microwave repair over at Girdwood. And then for High Mountain and Sunny Hay, the power's restored to Ketchikan of the GTI fault. And then over at Hurricane, there's a power upgrade and maintenance. So nothing concern on our side of the house. As we start looking at our subscriber numbers, we had 32,817. So we're below the 3,000. Once again, I appreciate everybody turning in some subscriber accounts. As long as we keep below 33,000, makes me very happy. So for the state of Alaska, we had 9,404. DOD, 9,581. The Municipal League, 11,935, and federal non-DOD, we had 1,897. So we're up 42 from last month. Any questions on the metrics from anyone? Barry, anything on mine? Okay, so I'll go to others. So I'm still attending the State Emergency Operations Center briefings regarding the West Coast storm. They're only meeting once a week now. So sat through there today. No issues for us, but a lot of families still dealing with the tragedy and living in hotels. So we feel real bad for those folks, and their whole lives are upended right now. The Alaska, the annual local government conference for the Alaska Municipal League, that's going to be held December 8th through the 12th here in Anchorage. We do have that information on our website. And just to let everybody know, because registration is now open, but the International Wireless Communication Expo, that's going to be held March 16th through the 19th on the Lower 48. And April 6th through the 9th is the 2026 APCO Western Region Conference. Information for both of those are on the ALMR website on our calendar of events. The FBI National Association Executive Development Conference is ongoing this week in Anchorage, downtown. And what we're taking a look at, the governor's proposed budget will be released on 15 December. So myself and Mary, we'll be looking at it, seeing if there's anything in there, any proposals for ALMR or any upgrades. And then Mary and I are working on completing the annual business case and the annual assessment. That's required by contract. So going through that, making sure everything's updated so then we can submit that. Any questions on my report from the group? All right, that's all I have.
If
any questions, Mr. Chair.
All right, well, thank you, Mr. Fossey. The next item is going to be the systems management update. Mr. Falstock, do you have anything?
Thank you. To be honest, no, I don't have anything to add or comment or mention. You know, like Paul mentioned or said earlier, you know, it's been some long days to include tomorrow, so we're all kind of tired. And
oh, I hear you.
I don't want to add anything.
Gotcha. So the fatigue factor. Yeah. Okay. Well, since you're, no hands raised. Any questions out there, Land, about systems? Okay, I hear nothing. So we'll move on to the state and DOD updates. Mr. Stormo, you have anything?
Just kind of a brief cap on where we are and some of our projects we've been working on. The commercial power line to Henny is, or to Sena, has been operational for about a month right now, which is a good sign, because usually if something is going to break, it breaks fairly quickly. So hopefully that is a good sign that we'll have commercial power to that site, which is an expensive off-grid site to maintain. Having to refuel it more than a few times a year. So it'd be nice if that could be run on commercial power for many more years to come. Between Valdez and Henny, we had two microwave repeater sites that the equipment failed on one of them. I forget exactly when, but well over a year now. It took that long to get the replacement equipment. Just showed up this week, so perfect timing, getting a winter and our shortest helicopter flying hours of the year. So whether or not we are able to get in any of those places anytime soon to put that equipment in, kind of watching the weather and seeing what we can come up with. So, and in that same part of the state, Cordova site, the partner we worked with got the new tower put in. We got a new shelter put in. But we have not got all of our equipment pulled out of the temporary shelter into the new shelter. We have been watching the weather for about 2 months, trying to find a good time to go down there to make that happen. We got chased off the mountain a couple of times while we were down there, so haven't been able to finish that work yet either. Other than that, I don't really have anything to add on the ongoing upgrade from the state's perspective. So unless there's any questions, I'll turn it over to Tim.
Hearing nothing, I'm Mr. Woodall.
I sent out a request for Jay Bear and Army and Eielson and Clear to provide POCs to work on the T1 to Ethernet conversion. Thank you, Caitlin, for responding. Much appreciated. Still waiting on Army and Eielson's response so that I get those POCs to the engineer with Motorola so that we can start coordinating, looking at the infrastructure on the installations that go to the dispatch locations to make that those T1 to Ethernet conversions that need to be done. So if you could, if you failed to see my email on that, if you could respond to that, if you need me to resend it, just let me know. I think I resend it anyways, so you might see it twice. On the intergovernmental support agreement on the Air Force side of the house, on the DOD side, has been sent to the signatory authority. The signatory authority is required by law to be a contract officer, a warranted contract officer. So it is over at 673rd Contracting. It has undergone a judge advocate review. It passed that review as written. So Contracting is looking at it now. They will be the final signatory for it. And then we'll arrange for a meeting with the state to look at what the state may have, concur that we both agree with it as written, and then move to signature. On the Army side of the house, Mr. Smith is working that through the folks back in Hawaii, 516 Signal Brigade commander level back in Hawaii. They are the payor, and they would be the signatory for that agreement. So I have turn that over to the Army to do their coordination when they get it through their legal and through their signatory. Then they'll come back to me, I suspect, and we'll arrange to meet with the state and do a final review on the Army side of that IGSA. Again, the IGSA is for authorizing the state to provide infrastructure maintenance and operations management services for DoD land mobile radio systems related to and only related to Alaska land mobile radio. So you'd have to be a member agency on and have signed a membership agreement to fall under that IGSA. Pending any questions, that's all I have.
Are there any questions? Okay. Cool. Okay. We have one. Okay, go ahead. Sure.
Yeah, let me read it. Rob Gadio says, thank you, Mr. Woodall, for providing the contact at the respective sites so that T1 to Ethernet just needing the final contact, and we will work on next steps.
Waiting for
him. Is there anything else for Mr. Woodall? All right. Well, hearing none, we can now hear from council representatives. So, starting with the state of Alaska, are there any updates from the Department of Public Safety?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Rockwell.
None at this time. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. How about Department of Transportation?
This is Henry. We've got nothing to add at this time. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Cole. And by the way, a special thanks for me for doing all that field work out there during the storm.
You're welcome. That's part of the job. Thanks.
Yeah, the tough part. I will move on to all others, oh my goodness, it's me. Carl, Mr. Edwards, are you on the line? No, he's not here. All right, I'll fill in for both of us. For our division of emergency management, we have possession of the radios we have ordered. They're portables. There's 30 of them. They are just putting them into their IRIS system, which is just accounting. And once that's done, they go straight over to stats, still in packaging, and they will take care of the radios from there. And at that point, all the rest of our portables will come offline. The old ones will come offline. And a handful of mobiles. I do still need to keep the mobiles for the mobile command center online. There's six of those until we get replacements for those. So we're almost converted over to TDMA, but you know, not quite yet. So that's from me. How about the DoD component? Sorry, I almost didn't get anything from the U.S. Army?
I think that was a negative.
Okay. How about Jaber?
Hi,
the chair.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. Excuse me.
Through the chair. Sorry, Kevin. This is Paul. So who was saying nothing negative for the Army? We didn't catch the name. Sorry.
Yeah, I just wonder if there was a line open.
Yeah,
a hot mic.
Maybe that's what I wanted.
Yeah, a hot mic. Okay. Sorry, Kaylin, now go ahead with your brief.
No worries. Thank you. Nothing too much to report over here. New for this month. Still just plucking away at our TDMA update. But we're making good progress now. So.
Great. Thank you for that. How about Eielson? No? Oh, no one else is there. Okay, we're going to skip to the federal non-DOD. Is there anybody on for the Department of Justice? Okay. How about the Department of Interior?
Hey, this is Eli Barry Garland, the alternate for Department of Interior. We don't really have anything to update at this time. We're still on schedule to have the last of our non-TDMA radios replaced by the end of the, by probably around the middle of this upcoming calendar year.
All right, thank you for that, sir. With that, we can move on to the municipal component. All others, that's right. I'm skipping over. Like, there's nothing there? Okay. So we still will skip to the municipal component. How about Municipality Central? Tammy, you have anything?
Hello, this is Tammy and Soldatna, and I do not have anything to report to the group. I'm not sure if Mr. Goodman is in attendance.
He is, Mr.
We were continuing with our TDMA upgrades and our cross-padding. That's the two big pushes for this next year.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
How about Municipalities North?
Hello, everyone. Kyle Green here in Fairbanks. I just wanted to say hello to the other interior members that I see online. Thanks for joining and participating in the training in the after the meeting. The other thing to note is that we had some snow move in, and we're supposed to bottom out to 25 below through Monday here starting Thursday, Friday. So other than that, nothing else to report. Thanks.
Chief Varian, do you have anything?
Negative. I'm just listening in while on vacation today. Thanks.
Oh, thank you, sir. Sorry for calling you out. Enjoy your vacation.
Probably in Hawaii.
Yeah. Oh, somewhere warm.
I am. I'm on a beach in Kauai.
Love it.
Me and my big mouth.
We're jealous. All right. Moving on to Southeast. Anybody on for Southeast?
Yeah, I'm on here. This is Aaron. Nothing to report.
Okay. Thank you. And with that, I guess we can move on to new business. No, we've gone through pretty fast today.
Yeah. I'm going to announce the chair and vice chair for the calendar year 2026. The chair will be John Rocklow, and the vice chair will be Tammy Sojiakako. Congratulations.
That's never happened before.
I see class.
Anything else?
Can I just share real quickly?
Yes, sir. Floor is yours.
Bruce Richter from CISA. Good to be back. But during the government furlough, the state of Nevada released an after-action report on their ransomware attack that had happened to them in August. It's really a well-written report. It's easy to read. You don't need a computer science degree to understand it. And it's notable that the description of the threat actor's tactics is pretty detailed. And I shared the link with the hopes that it can be put in the meeting minutes and everybody can see it. But essentially, in May, a knowledgeable state of Nevada IT employee was looking for a system tool and went to what they thought was a legitimate manufacturer website and got fooled by a bad website, downloaded a tool, and that gave access to that part of the system. The threat actor gathered intelligence, learned the system, and triggered their attack in August. And using the passwords they'd gathered, using other things, deleted all the backup files, and then had ransomware. That's the short version. The long version in after action, the state chose not to pay the ransomware and hired some help and used their state employees to recover from it. And it's a well done story, but I think the example is any government agency is an attractive target to these people. And knowing how they're doing these kind of attacks, that's one of the better written descriptions that I've seen. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. yeah, it's becoming more common these days, and it's seems like you need a lot of legal advice and to navigate these situations. You know. Thank you for that update. You have something, sir?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, everyone, this is Paul. So, Dan and I were talking about this the other day with our training, and we were wondering if we could get feedback from the members through an email on what you would think about having a YouTube channel. We'd be putting the training videos on there to reach out to more people than just our website. I do have one question because I don't have an answer for it. Through the chair, Mr. Woodall, are the DOD members able to access YouTube through there, or the DOD firewall would block that?
Yeah, unless I have what's called a dirty net, they need to be able to access it.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Woodall. That was one of our concerns when we talked about the YouTube channel, that the DOD members would have to use their own equipment to access that. So that's one of the their personal equipment. Thank you, Mr. Woodall. So just to reiterate, if we could hear from the members and audience, if that would be a good idea, or their comments, suggestions, or if it's a bad idea, please let myself and Mr. Nelson know by email. That's what we're looking at, to try and reach out to more members, make it a little bit easier for people on that one.
From an offset perspective, are you taking a look at the kind of information you would be putting out and the need to know, having access to anybody that can be on YouTube, or are you going to have a closed channel with a closed membership in a YouTube channel? So there's different ways of doing it, but once it's on YouTube, it's available to anybody. So if you want people to understand how the system works that don't operate the system, it could be, from an operational security perspective, could be not something more, just something
more. Through the chairman, overall, thank you. Yeah, we did discuss that. It's nothing that none of the videos that would be on there would not be the videos that are already on the website. Okay. We're not going to go into any further depth to, jeopardize offset concept or anything. It would just be the videos that are on the website now.
Okay.
That's all I had, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Fessy. Thank you, Mr. Woodall. So anything from the November discussion here we want to talk about? should I just read this straight up?
Sure.
Okay. So I'm going to read this. It's from the November discussion. Mr. Woodall's statement that due to the execution of the Intergovernmental Support Agreement, also known as IGSA, in order to make the agreements so that the council is not having to change them often with regard to points of contact and other certain information about the system. Because the council defines the system and the council points to the appendix that identifies the system description, his recommendation that the council make a motion to allow amendments to the appropriate appendices of cooperative and mutual aid agreement to comply with the IGSA requirements was held in advance.
So we would like a motion made that would allow those changes to the cooperative and mutual agreement appendices to facilitate items identified in the IGSA.
Well, I understand. Are there any questions or comments on this proposal? Okay. Shall we entertain a motion to accept, to approve? I'll accept the motion to approve. And a second, if I can get it.
A second.
Thanks for the second.
I'm sorry. Oh, you made
no, no, I didn't.
Okay.
I don't know enough about it.
Okay. Okay, I'll make the motion to approve. Oh. And thank you, Lieutenant, for the second. Motion's approved. It's a little rough, but yeah.
So do we need some discussion since Mr. Rockwell, since he doesn't have enough background?
Yeah,
absolutely.
I just think, Tim, that if we're going to make an amendment to any of the documents, it would be nice to be able to view the document in question and then view the...
Oh, yeah, that would always be the case. But the point here is that we identify points of contacts in the IGSA. And rather than listing exact POCs, if we identify that the system owners in Appendix D or whatever appendix that is, are required to identify and update who those POCs are. And I think we add to the membership agreement the requirement to update POC information so that we're not having to put specific names inside of an agreement that lasts for 10 years. And then at the end of 1 year, someone leaves and that POC changes. So we refer to the specific appendix in the cooperative agreement that contains those specific POCs. As far as what we use in the IGSA, it uses the term system, and it uses it refers to the cooperative agreement appendix D, I think it is, system description to describe what the system is. So when the agreement is talking about system, it's referencing Appendix D of the Alamar Cooperative and Mutual Aid Agreement. So any changes to what the system comprises does not have to be reinvented within the IGSA. The IGSA just points to the cooperative agreement. So those are the areas that we are talking about in this case.
Thank you, Mr. Winall. That does describe exactly what we're trying to change. That's captured in the motion. Can we define the motion a little bit better, sir? Because you said a motion to.
Right.
the verbiage is not necessarily written as a motion.
It is not. No.
So, I don't know if you want to use Robert's Rules of Order. We'd have to like put it down and make a proper motion. I will leave that up to you, Mr. Chair, Mary, and then of course, Mr. Pussy, as far as rules of.
Or you can just request a motion, because that's not really a motion. That was a.
But we already made the motion and
got right.
Approved and seconded.
Called it as a right. Motion. I get it. Yeah.
Which I could withdraw. Yes, sir.
Mr. Chair, so everyone, this is Paul. I can make a suggestion, but I can only make a suggestion that this motion in a second could be tabled to the next meeting, through Robert's Rules of Orders. We could write up a motion and then bring it forth to the council and the voting members next meeting. That is an option.
Yeah. Or
table this motion or vote it down and then reintroduce another motion.
If we have the verbiage for a new motion.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if we have everything ready, Mr. Woodall, to have an actual motion that describes what we're trying to do.
I could verbalize one now, but it's probably better to write one down. And.
Okay, thank you very much. So my recommendation, since we're in discussion, is to table it until next meeting. And between now and next meeting, Tim, you will have the action to bring the action motion.
I can do that.
But thank you for the description.
And just to make sure, for the people who are online, are there any questions or any kind of confusion about what's being recommended here? So you may not have had a chance to actually read this. I didn't think about that or had an opportunity. So maybe we do table this write up a proper proposal, proper motion, and work it that way for the next meeting.
Remember, we couldn't make a motion last meeting because there wasn't
the quorum,
so we just put this in as a position holder.
Right. So, okay, I'm withdrawing the motion and tabling this until the next meeting, which will be January 7th.
You need a second on that withdrawal?
Yeah, I forget.
Okay, I withdraw my second.
Sorry.
Yeah. I don't withdraw your second. Entry. You second is good.
All
right.
I'll
never say that to you, Jan.
So, with that, yeah, the next meetings are January 7th and February 4th. And I will entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting in a second. No fooling this time.
I have a comment in the chat.
Okay.
From Mr. Cole. He feels that the YouTube publishing makes sense. They can also be posted there, delisted, which means you need to already have a link.
Through the chair. Thank you, Mr. Cole.
Okay. Motion to adjourn.
This is Henry Cole. I'll make a move we adjourn.
Second. Thank you, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Thank you, sir. All right. We have a second. The meeting is now adjourned. Thanks, everybody.
Okay, everybody just be online. What I'm going to do is I'm going to stop sharing here. Mary's going to stop recording, stop transcribing, and then I will turn it over to Ms. Morales.